Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Yud Dalet, mitzvah 114, the last mitzvah in Sefer Shmos. So Baruch Hashem, we get under the 500 mark as well with the mitzvahs left into 114. And the last mitzvah in Sefer Shmos. And as we continue Baruch Hashem tomorrow, we start a new Sefer, Sefer Vayikra. Okay, Shmos, here we go. One mitzvah in Parshas Vayakel. Yesterday we did Kisisa, one mitzvah in Vayakel, and there are no mitzvahs in Pekudei. So Vayakel has the mitzvah of Shalo Ya'asu Bezdin Mishpat Maves B'Shabbos. Bezdin is not allowed to kill anybody on Shabbos. That's the title. Vayakal Moshe Ishbal Mitzvah Lo Sasei Achas. Vayakal has one mitzvah vehi. Shelo Ya'asu HaDayanim Dinim B'Shabbos. As we'll see, it's not limited to that, according to a number of Mefarshim. Dayanim cannot judge on Shabbos. That doesn't mean just judge. There's an issur d'rabbanan. The Mishnah says in Beitza of you're not allowed to judge on Shabbos. It's a d'rabbanan. It's related to Mekach U'Memkar. It's in that same discussion in the Mishnah in Beitza in the Lamed. But here there's a issur d'oraisa. Klomar, shemishin is chayev misa bebezdin, lo yamisuhu b'Shabbos. If somebody is chayev misa, bezdin is not allowed to put them to death on Shabbos. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, lo savaru eish b'chol mosh v'oseichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. Do not light a fire on Shabbos. We're going to talk about this more in a minute, but just to mention it now, this is the only Isser of the 39 Malachas, the only Avera that's mentioned Beferish, besides Hotzah, which is a different kind of category. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, you're not allowed to build on Shabbos, you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash, you're not allowed to write. It doesn't say that anywhere, the only one is right here. But included in this Isser, we'll talk about why it's singled out later. But included in this Isser, says the Sefer HaChinuch, based on the Rambam, is the Isser of Bezdin putting somebody to death on Shabbos. Uba pirish ala bazeh shalo yisrafu Bezdin b'Shabbos mishnas chayev sreifa. Don't light a fire, that means don't burn somebody. Not just lighting the fire, but don't be sorry if somebody who's chayev misa. V'hu hadin l'shar hamisos. And this applies not only to sreifa, but the other misas bezim, which we discussed each one of them already. We discussed them back in Parsha Mishpatim, skila sreifa harigin chenek. V'yesh lana lidrosh mimeno davar zeh. And this is an appropriate drasha, that to understand the lo savaru means bezdin. Shai l'gufa yenot sarach, because you don't need the regular din of not lighting a fire on Shabbos. Shari kfar kasuba, welcome acher, because we already learned. Lo sasa kal malacha. We learned in the Aseret HaDibros not to do any malacha, and we know fire is one of the 39. V'havar lo sarach malachahi. Ella, so that's why Chazal understood this pasuk to mean a deeper idea. Lo lameid inyan b'fnei asbo nechtav is coming to teach me another idea. Upir shu bo shabal lameid et zesha amarnu. That's why it teaches exactly what we just learned. V'chein lashon mechilta, and finishing up this section, and that's what the Medrash says, lo savaru eish, sreifa bechlal haisa. Sreifa, burning, was included. V'yasalo amin, and it went out, it specified to teach me as follows. Ma sreifa miyuchedes, shehi achas mimises bezdin ve'ena dochez ha-Shabbos. It's one of the mises bezdin and not doch ha-Shabbos. Av kol shar mises bezdin leitchoz ha-Shabbos. So too, all the mises bezdin are not doch ha-Shabbos. By the way, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, that's why bezdin doesn't judge a case right before Shabbos. Because what if they're going to be mechayev somebody misa, there's going to be a gemar din lemisa, there's a halach of inui hadin, you're not allowed to delay once Bezdin decides to kill the person, because it's torture, it's mental torture, if you don't do it right away. So that's why Bezdin doesn't judge a case right before Shabbos, because then there'll have to be ma'an of the din, because there's an isser to put a person to death on Shabbos. The Minchas Chinuch here has a very simple question. In Dira Maskel Vihine, on the top left of the page, or even Sarach Ian, go to Dira Maskel Sarach Ian, what is the Isser here? Putting somebody to death on Shabbos? Putting somebody to death on Shabbos is an Isser Daraisa already of Shabbos. That's Shochet. You're not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. So why is this counted as a separate 613? It says, Lo Sazakal Malacha. You're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos. So what's this Avera? Bezdin can't put somebody to death on Shabbos. Isn't that just an example of somebody being Mechal Shabbos? So why would you count it as a separate Isser? It's just the Isser of Chil Shabbos. Ach sarachiyun, lama yimne lala b'fnei atzmo. Why is it counted separately? Kivachu ragilui milsa. It's just being megale that even if you think you're bezdin and you're doing a mitzvah by putting somebody to death, that's also asar Shabbos. Shouldn't we understand that as the Torah is just revealing that this also is included in Chil Shabbos? That is separate Aveira. The Torah is just revealing to us that, you know what, this is also Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. Why? Why is it? Why does the Rambam and the Chinuch count it separately? I'll read you the I'll read the Rambam in a second. In Cain, skipping a couple of lines. Al karkach sarach lomar machmas ahava mina diitcha gilsa torah deinu doche favi mechlam alacha b'shabes. In Cain sarach laayin lama nimne lemitzvah bifrei atzma. He does not answer the question. He just says, I don't know why it's counted separately. Isn't this just an example of chilul Shabbos? So a number of the Achronim, we'll start with Rav Soloveitchik, suggest the following answer. If you look closely in the Rambam back in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Lo Saseh Shin Chav Beis, what's the Rambam's Lashon? His here may anosh hagdarim ala hanadarim ala chote ulahaver adinim aleim b'yom HaShabbos. The language of the Rambam is that there's an isser to punish. There's a separate issue to punish on Shabbos. It's not formulated as it's an isser to burn. It's an isser to strangle. It doesn't say that in the Rambam. It says an isser to punish. The ultimate punishment is a chiyuv misa. But that's the isser, to punish. And therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik, and we'll see three other examples of this in a minute as well. Maybe you could come up with an example of a punishment that is not chilul Shabbos, but it's still going to be asur d'oraisa to do on Shabbos because of this isser. Although savar weish b'chol bo shvoseichem, and that will answer the Mechas Chanuch's kasha. Mechas Chanuch says, why isn't this just chilul Shabbos? The answer is no. If this avera is understood as not the isser of killing somebody on Shabbos, but the isser of punishing somebody on Shabbos, so then that's more expansive. We will mention right now three cases, three examples that you're not violating any of the malachas. But it could be that it's included, if Bezin does it, it's included in this Isser. Number one, there was a big discussion already starting in the Gemara, but going into the Rishonim to the Achronim, Knossos. We know there's Mamanus in Halacha and there's Knossos. Mamanus is, I owe you money, I borrow money from you, so I owe you money. A Knoss is a fine. Various times, various Halachas have fines. If I steal something, I have to pay back double. That double payment, Kefil, is a fine. If I'm Tobeach u'mocher, if I shecht it or sell it, then I'm chayav dal v'hei, four or five times, if it's a sheep or an ox. If my shor is a shor tam, we discussed, according to some, I really should be putter, because my shor never gored before. I have to pay at all, palganiska knasa, according to one shita. A fine is always extra. When does the chiv of the fine start? That is a huge discussion already in the Rishonim. The chiv of the mamon starts, I lend you money, you owe me from that moment. What about a fine? Right when I steal, am I chayav kefil from that moment? Or do I say, no, you're only chayav kefil from the moment Bezdin says you're chayav kefil, when there's a gemar din? That's how many achronim assume that really the chiyav of mamon starts from the shas maisa. The chiyav of knas only starts from the shas chiyav in Bezdin. The knas doesn't exist beforehand. You know what the biggest raya for that is? There's a principle of mozeh beknas pater. If you come to Bezdin before Edom come and say that you stole, and you admit, you only pay the keren, the principal. We don't pay the knas. Why? Because the assumption is it doesn't exist yet. If the knas doesn't exist yet, so then memela, I could become putter before it is mechuyev upon me. This is what Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Beferish in Makkas on Daf Hey, explaining a certain Gemara in Makkas about Edom Zoman, whether they testified about somebody who's mechuyev yet or not. Important Tosfos and Rabbi Kiva Eger there. The problem is there is some evidence that a knas exists even before Bezin's mechayevit. For example, the Gemara in Shavuos discusses Mashbiya Ede Knas. The halacha is, we know, if somebody has money of some, somebody knows Edus. We'll talk about this at the end of Parshas Vayikra. If somebody knows Edus that could help somebody get money, and they swear that they don't know Edus, and it comes out that they lied, they're chayav a carbon. Carbon shvuas Edus. The halacha is, it's only if they deny money. Money, mamonis. But if they deny something that doesn't cause a loss of money, so you're going to be putter. So the Gemara discusses, what about Mashbiya Ede Knas? If Edom know that I'm owed a Knas, are they going to be Chayiv? And the Gemara seems to assume yes, they're going to be Chayiv. Ask Rabbi Chana Wasserman, in Kovet Shirim, Chelek Beis, Simin Yud Gimel, but the Knas doesn't exist yet. What's the whole discussion of Mashbiya Ede Knas? The Knas only exists when Bezin's Bechayiv it. How could the Gemara classify this as money? Or, another example, the Rabbi Chana also quotes, what happens if I owe a Knas and then Shemitah comes? Shvius is Meshamit my Knas. Shvius gets rid of it, just like Shvius gets rid of chiyuvim of a loan that I owe. Gets rid of a knas. What do you mean? Before Bezdin says you're mechuyev it, it doesn't exist yet. So says Rabbi Chanan, it seems to be, and this is what Rav Soloveitchik also says, the knas does exist. It does exist. Aye. So therefore, why is there a svara of modi beknas pater? Why if I come to Bezdin before I'm mechuyav the knas, why do I say modi beknas pater? Says Rabbi Chanan, because there's a special din by knas that it has to be a punishment. A punishment, by definition, is not self-inflicted. A punishment has to be inflicted by someone else, and here, in this case, by Bezdin. Bezdin has to be manish. If I come to court and say, I did it, then that undermines the definition of knas. Knas has to be an onesh. That's what Rabbi Chanan says, that's what Rav Soloveitchik says. So, Rav Soloveitchik now goes one step further and says, what happens if Bezdin tells somebody and forces a person to pay a knas on Shabbos? So it's just money, it's muksa. So I might have said, that's an Issa D'Rabbanan, Mekach U'Memkar. Suggest Rav Soloveitchik, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Because that's the root Isser. That's how you answer the Minchas Chinas Kasha. The root Isser of Mitzvah Kuf Yadalad right here is not just about killing Bezdin putting somebody to death on Shabbos. The root Isser is Bezdin punishing on Shabbos. That's the Issa D'Oraisa learned out from Los Aviro H. And therefore a Knas, even though it's just money, that could be included in the Issa D'Oraisa of included in this Isser. Number one, Knas. Number two, there's a Ramah. Is Bezdin allowed to put somebody in jail on Shabbos? It's a Ramah in Hilchas Shabbos. Shin Lamed Tes Siv Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Dunin. Shulchan Aruch says, not allowed to judge a case. Says the Ramah, V'lachain, Haya Aser Litfosu Lahachnes L'Beis HaSoar, Mishin Ischayev Eza Onesh, Kadesh Lo Yivrach. If somebody is Chayev in Onesh, you're not allowed to lock him up on Shabbos. If it's Sakharis Tafashis, obviously. But you're not allowed to lock him up. Surely you're not allowed to whip him, which might be itself an Issadar Isa. If he runs away, he runs away. What can we do? That's the Beis Yosef quoting the Shibali Aleke. Not allowed to put somebody in jail on Shabbos. Why not? Why not? It's din. Says the Mishnah Berurah right here. Mikan lebati dinim shelo yudonim b'Shabbos. He says, look in the chinuch. He quotes our chinuch. Mishai mechuyev b'yam kamonim havara gil satar delo yanishu b'Shabbos. Minoya finan tuha din l'chol onesh. Any onesh is included in this. The Mechaber is talking about dini mamadis. That's why he mentions this. The Isa b'sefer chinuch. He says, look at the chinuch. He quotes the reason which we'll get to B'ezras Hashem soon. Number two, putting people in jail on Shabbos. What? You're not doing a malacha. That's included in this Isser. Rav Nevenzal, here in his Mishnah Berurah on the bottom, he says, V'od Tam, he says, besides the reason that the Chinuch is going to give, which we'll see soon, it's Shabbos is the day of the Chanukah, Sarmon, and Melch Maisa Bracious, the day that Hashem threw a party. Right after you finish a project, you throw a party. So Shabbos is like the party that Hashem threw when he finished his project of the world. So you're not supposed to like make anybody upset at the party. But if you yom chanina ve'in roi lahanishbo, and then he quotes amazingly. We think, what does this mitzvah have to do with me? Ulai b'midas ha'efshar ein la'anosh yeled b'Shabbos. Wow, parents should try not to punish their kids on Shabbos. But on the other hand also, Asur Lomar Liyelot Sheyeyanesh Achari Shabbos, Belila Galos Lobama. You're also not allowed to tell the kid, you're going to get it right after Shabbos. Because that might even be worse. Ki Alula Hatil Alab Beze Eima Mugzemes. He won't even know what he's going to lose. Vatotos Alulas Chazom Lias Kashos. Fascinating. Alkein Yishloma Lobba Shabbos, Bofana Mutta Lobba Shabbos, Shibos Acho Yasar Lono Olavasus Kach Vakach, Yishchai Vaz Kach Vakach. You know what we're going to have to do on a weekday? But you can't scare him too much. But maybe that's a little extension, says Rav Nevenzal, of punishing that one shouldn't punish. So we have knossos might be included in this. We have jail might be included in this. And one final one, Rav Soloveitchik writes in a different place when it comes to, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, the Midrashim talk about jail. The Shurim Tzion HaBalacha in Sanhedrin, on Daf Lamed Hei, says, the Mekoshesh, what happened? The Torah describes, he was gathering wood on Shabbos. So what'd they do? Says they locked him up. They didn't know what misa to give him. They didn't know what to do with him. What do you mean? I thought you're not allowed to put somebody in jail on Shabbos. It said they locked up the Mekoshesh. The Shvus Yaakov asked that kasha. The Mishram Sinai Balacha here quotes it in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hei. And he quotes, maybe they put him in after Shabbos. Maybe they just held him. Maybe if it's Litzorich that Shabbos, he's being Mechal Shabbos. You're preventing him. But that's a fascinating discussion about the Mekoshesh. One final one is Nidui. Are you allowed to excommunicate somebody on Shabbos? That's a third case. Rav Soloveitchik in Rishima Shi'ir Menedarim on Daf Kuf Mem Beis discusses this as well. Daf Zayin in Nedarim, maybe putting somebody in Nidui is also inappropriate on Shabbos because that's a form of punishment. And not just a kapara, but a punishment. And therefore, it would not be allowed. So there's a couple of ideas behind that are included in this Isser of Bezdin not punishing. So it's punishing Bezdin on Shabbos, not just killing. Well, we didn't mention Malkus. That's what Minchas Chinuch discusses in Os Aleph. Malkus for sure would also be included, because that's an Isidaraisa of Chil Shabbos as well, wounding somebody on Shabbos. So Malkus and Mises for sure included. We just added on maybe even Knossos and Jail and Nidui. Okay, we continue. Says the Chinuch now, we're in the middle of the first paragraph. V'im kol zeh, shalomayna b'pasik zeh. Even though this is what we darshed from this pasik, yesh l'drosh b'machad darshed bo gamkein, but Chazal also learned from this pasik, havara l'chalik yatzas. Well-known machlokes in Yevamis, in Psachim, and elsewhere. Why is havara, why is lighting a fire singled out in the Torah? Los havara yesh b'chol moshul seichem. So there's a machlokes. One opinion in the Tanaim says, havara l'lav yatzas. One is coming to teach me that if you light a fire, you don't get skila. It's only a lav. At most, it's a lav. That's why it's mentioned again as a lav, because it's only a lav. But we, says the Chinuch, hold havar lechalik yatzas. What does that mean? One avera of Shabbos is mentioned separately to teach me that each one really is independent. If I do 39 malachas on Shabbos, it's 39 shogegim. So I have 39 chatos. It's not that if I forget a Shabbos, that's one chatos. But if I know a Shabbos, but I do 39 separate averas, I didn't know any one of these is usher, or I forgot, that's 39 separate malachas. How do you know that each one is separate? You know it from right here. Havara l'chalik yasas. Havara is mentioned to teach that each malacha is independent. Klomar shehaoseh b'Shabbos harbi avos malacha b'basachas behelam echad. If you do on Shabbos many malachas at one time, shechayev chatos al kol malacha malacha b'pnei atzma. You're chayev on each one. Let's just finish the paragraph, and I'll mention something else. And we'll gabar to b'nei ma'arav amru in the Yerushalmi. It says b'chol mosh v'osechem Rabbi Ila b'shem de Rabbi Yanai mikan labatei dinim shlo yudana b'Shabbos. As we mentioned before, they're not done on Shabbos. Why, out of all the malachas, but according to Chazal, this malacha teaches me that all malachas are independent. So why was this one brought as the example? The Torah could have also said Charisha. The Torah could have also said Ksiva. Why Dafka is this the malacha that was chosen by the Torah to teach me that every malacha is unique? So two ideas. Number one is the Imre Emes. I saw the Kamosi Shalal Rav quotes the Imre Emes, one of the Gera Rebbe's, who says maybe the reason is because what's the whole purpose of all malachas? All malachas is to teach you that Hashem rested from these malachas, kaviyachol, when Shabbos came. Fire was created, the Gemara says, on Motzei Shabbos. So you didn't rest from fire. That's why we have fire on Abay Avdala, by Bor Mer Ha'ish. Why do we have a fire on Motzei Shabbos? Because that's when it was Nivra. Adam Arishon, right, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says that he rubbed the stones together, he created fire. So one might have thought that this is a malacha. It wasn't that fire was done and Hashem stopped lighting the fire. Fire wasn't created until Motzei Shabbos. So says the Imre Emes, that's why the Torah has to go out of its way. We would have thought that the Havar shouldn't be Yasser. That's why it has to come and teach me lo savaru eish b'chol moshvo seichem. One idea. There's a second idea that's quoted, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik has in his Sefer, The Warmth and the Light, in Parshas Vayakel. He also asked this question, why fire is mentioned only. So he's mechalik between the two different ideas, Bria and Yitzira. He says most creative activities in life also involve breaking and destroying something. Most things. If you build something, you have to break things into pieces. If you plow something, you're ripping up the earth in order to make it soft. Most things. If you even write something, you're using up ink. There's always something destructive, usually. That Bria is the process of creation which involves destructive elements. It is Shabbos commemorates the seventh day of creation on which God completed creation primarily involving Bria in the construction of the tabernacle. He quotes, plowing, reaping, slaughtering, all entail destructive acts. Even Bona involves rearranging the elements of nature. It involves changing an object, which in essence means destroying its original state. All 39 malachas, besides Hotzah, which is different, involve something negative. Some are very negative, like destroying, obviously, Soser. But every malacha has some type of negative and destructive power to it. The one that symbolizes that is fire. Because fire inherently is destructive. So maybe that's why, says Rav Aaron, the Torah picks this, because this is the prototype of an act that has to be stopped before Shabbos. Shabbos is not about this type of creative activity, Bria, but is what Rav Aaron calls Yitzira, which is purely constructive, which is learning, which is davening, which is coming closer to Hashem. That type of creative activity has no destructive element to it, and that's what happens on Shabbos. But up until here, it's Bria, and fire is the prototype of that type of act, and therefore the Torah singles it out. Okay, that's Rav Aaron in The Warmth and the Light. We continue now, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. What's the shorish behind this mitzvah of Beth and not dining on Shabbos? She ratzah Hashem Yisbarach l'chabed hayom hazeh she'imsu bo menucha hakol gam achotim v'chayavim. Because Hashem wanted this day to be a day of rest for everyone, even the sinners. Even the sinners should have a day of rest. Mashal l'melech gadol shekar b'nei ha'medina yom echad l'suda. Like a mashal to a king who made a big party for his country. She'ina moneh ha'pazah mikol adam. He lets everybody in. Even the people who are on, you know, who are against him. He'll judge them after the party. But he lets everybody in. Everybody has menucha on Shabbos. Even why, there are some Rishonim. There are some Rishonim that say, well, everybody hold, let's take a step back. We know that the Neshamas in Gehenim have a respite on Shabbos as well. They're also out on Shabbos. And that's why at the end of Shabbos, we say Tzivkas Chatzedek. Why? Because we're Masik the Din. Because the Neshamas are on the way back. Bali Tosfos and the Mordechai and Arvei Psachim hold that you're not allowed to drink anything, and therefore you're not allowed to have Shalosh Shudas late on Shabbos afternoon. Because what? The Neshamas are going back to Gehenna now, and you're stuffing your face, you're eating, it's inappropriate. We don't hold that way. We hold like the Rambam, that's exactly when we're supposed to have Shalosh Shudas. He's not Choshesh for that Medrash, about the Neshamas going back, and therefore it's not appropriate to eat. So the Rambam pass quotes both days, and he says we pass like the Rambam, that says we do eat Shalosh Shudas between Mincha and Ma'ariv. But what do you see from there, though? That even the Neshamas in Gehenna have a respite on Shabbos. So surely, even the Gufim on this world, says the Sefer Chinuch, everybody should have a respite on Shabbos. There is a Zohar that many Bali Musar quote, Lo Savaru Eish B'chom Osh Voseichem, there's a separate Isser of getting angry on Shabbos. Right? Look, Eish, the fire within me. Even if I have to worry about getting angry the whole week, I'm not supposed to get angry the whole week, but especially on Shabbos, Lo Savaru Eish B'chom Osh Voseichem, don't light a fire inside. Don't light it up. And I saw in the Hadrash V'Ha'iyun, Rabbi Levine, however you pronounce it, he says, why are there so many fights in shul on Shabbos and not during the week? He says, why? Is it only because, you know, we're not in shul for that long on during the week? No, it's because during the week we're so focused on so many other things, only on Shabbos we can focus on each other. So that's when it all comes out. But that's why the Torah says, Lo Savaru Eish B'chom Osh Voseichem. Dafka on Shabbos, when you have all the time in the world, control yourself. And that's why he quotes a Gemara in Maseches Gittin on Daf Nun Beis. There were two families that always got into fights on every Erev Shabbos. Rameir came and he stayed there for 3 weeks and made shalom amongst the families, and the son was all upset, says the Gemara. Ask Rav Ari Levine, ask the Drash Mahayin, says, why Dafka Erev Shabbos? Because that's when people start focusing. After they do all their hachanas, all of a sudden they could talk to each other. All of a sudden they could focus on each other. They're not focused on their parnasa like they are the whole week. And that's why Dafka used to fight. But says the Drash V'Ian, that's the warning we're given. We have to make sure not to let it get out of control. Let's finish this up. This mitzvah is doing bizman abayis with males. Obviously, everything we've discussed nowadays, it's on a Durabanan level. Rav Nevazal's extension of the kids, is it even a farther extension? But even Bezim putting somebody in Chayra nowadays. But the Ikar Adin of the punishments is only bizman abayis. They're not allowed to do din on Shabbos. If they violate and even command, even if they don't carry it out themselves, if they command somebody to be burned on Shabbos, they violate. But just the command, they're going to violate the Isser, but they're not going to get Malkus because it's a lav shame bo maisa. But if they did the maisa, if they burned the victim, im yesh edem, b'hasra niskalin, b'shogim yivim chadas l'kabar. They get punished. If the Lachor, they would get two averis then. If Bezim put somebody to death on Shabbos, they would get two averis. The Isra of Los Hazakal Malacha, and this Isra of Los Havar Oesh, b'chol mosh voseichem. Parshas Eilat Pekudei, ein ba mitzvah, ends the chinuch, nishlam sefer ve'ele shmos, be'ezras nosein koach latsumos. We finish shmos with the help of Hashem. Tehilo liyotzer neshamos, achel sefer vayikra, b'siyua, Ram Noah, with the help of Hashem, we finish, and with the help of Hashem, we will start Vayikra. This is Akan Sefer Vayikra, Be'ez Hashem. Tomorrow we start Sefer Vayikra, Mitzvah 115. as we start the long haul, an entire volume of Minchas Chinuch dedicated to the longest, the most mitzvahs in Sefer Vayikra.